time to tell me the truth, to burden your mouth for what you say, and pieces of paper in the way.
Forbes Cooper. I'm the host of Between the Lines, a monthly magazine program on the third Thursday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m. on WGXC at 90.7 FM. My first program airs in March and features an interview with Rita Carver, the artistic director of Dragonfly Performing Arts, based in Cairo, New York. One of the few local theatrical companies not to go dark over the winter, Dragonfly's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream opens this Friday, February 11th at 8 p.m. and runs for 2 weekends, ending with a matinee on Sunday, February 20th.
Name what part I am for and proceed.
You and your father have set down Pyramus.
What is Pyramus? A lover or a tyrant?
A lover that kills himself most gallant for love.
That will ask him tears in the true performing of it.
And you're espousing to a wall, basically.
Right, I'm just
and having... you don't care. You're happy
like
to talk to anybody.
Talk.
Yeah. Oh, you love the sound of your voice. Okay?
So I'm supposed to do it out this
you're
way.
You're doing it almost straight out. You're coming straight out to the audience, mm-hmm. and you're... I mean, this is where we totally get your personality in this one speech. Okay? So take it from the top of that the big speech.
That will ask some tears in the true performing of it. If I do it, let the audience look to their eyes. I will move storms. I will condole in some measure to the rest, yet my chief humor is for a tyrant. I could play Heracles rarely, or a part to tear a cannon to make all split.
And hold.
The raging rocks and shivering shocks shall break the locks of prison gates, and Phoebus' car shall shine from far that makes and mar the foolish fates.
That was from an early rehearsal of Act One. Why A Midsummer Night's Dream, Rita?
We vary between straight plays and musicals, and we try to give our audiences a combination of shows that they know and maybe have seen before, and classics that they may have heard of, like our next show is A Midsummer Night's Dream. A lot of people may have read it in high school, but they may not have paid any attention to Shakespeare since then. So we're doing a production that's very accessible to the audience. So we vary the shows and design our season so that the shows go back and forth between things they'll know and recognize, have heard of, and things that they may not have.
For this show, are you going to be staying true to Shakespeare? Any
rewrites or changes or new interpretations?
Well, there is a bit of a reinterpretation, but I'm not setting it in the future in Star Trek outfits. So
okay.
I don't really buy that. So.
Okay.
Another thing that I want to just sort of throw in off the cuff is that there are so many films out right now that are, hey, we're in 3D, and you have to wear these silly glasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then things come splashing at you. Well, theater is in 3D. So we're in 3D just by the nature of what we do and who we are. And it's so nice to have film trying to emulate us for a change, as opposed to theater trying to do special effects
mm-hmm.
to be more like film.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that all these films are coming out now, new in 3D, and I'm like, it's what we do!
I'm Anne Forbes Cooper, host of Between the Lines, every third Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. on WGXC at 90.7 FM.